Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some sample healings. And if you'd like to get on the BBS Fast Chat, just go to the bottom of the light beam on your screen. If you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, then you're going to see where it says BBS Fast Chat, and click on there. And if you have any questions about the lightship, just type in what you'd like us to answer, and we'll try to help you out as much as we can here to describe about the light ship, how the healings work, how fast they are, and why none of the healings involve you to process anything. You just request a healing, and the light ship will accommodate you. I have many healings that are in place now with titles, which covers probably, I'd say, 99% of what people need. And but if you have one that is a special related healing just for you that's not listed, we can also create one for you. Most of the healing sessions require 1 hour of time, and some can actually take up to 3 hours, but most are like 1 hour, almost all of them. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and hi, everyone, and welcome to Monday's program. And we'll answer your questions as best we can today on the lightship. And we'll talk about what's going on and news and announcements, and also do some sample healings. So let's talk a little bit about what you just mentioned, Ron, about the difference between the Creation Lightship healings and healings that we're kind of accustomed to, that or healing modalities that we're used to that involve a lot of processing, or, you know, kind of a lengthy time. So how does this work with the lightship?
Okay, all of the information that we have here on this planet, when people maybe go into meditation or connect to some energy system outside of themselves to get their information on how to perform a healing, is in the collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness is not necessarily divine energy. This collective consciousness is what the extraterrestrials choose to give us to connect to. So this is all typically energy that they provided us, information, and so the modalities of that type of situation and those healings are not always in the light, unfortunately. Some may appear to be, but because they are extraterrestrial and they have an agenda attached to them, A lot of these healings that are performed are not 100% complete. But when the lightship works with you, these healings are definitely complete, because they have, and they're the only place it has, your spiritual blueprint of your body and the spiritual blueprint of your energetic bodies that are connected and or make up your physical body. So there's many, many energies that are there, and there are no, that you cannot find them in the extraterrestrial database of collective consciousness. So when the lightship does this for you, remember, this is what Jesus used for all of his healings. It's all complete, and they work very thoroughly for you, like on the emotional clearing. Once your emotions are cleared for your lifetime, everything is cleared. It's not that they, you know, work 50% or 80%. It's 100% cleared, and you will never have that energy brought back to you, because it's all released from you. The emotional charge on your life, which we'll call past life or this lifetime, is released. So there's nothing that you have to go back and redo, because it's all completed. This is the way they work. Everything is done perfectly and in 100% divine perfection. And some of those same terms are used by other healers, but it's not the same exact scenario, because they're not connecting to the light ship. They're connecting to extraterrestrial mass consciousness, human race consciousness, collective consciousness, whatever word you want to use there. And this is where you get your information from when you ask for your divine guidance, because it normally, when you check in outside of yourself, this is where it comes from, much like your horoscope and your natal chart, etc. So these frequencies are not a pure light, and they're not completely 100% accurate. The lightship is all that's out there that is accurate. It's 100% of the light, because they created the universe of light. And that's the major difference between the lightship healings and other healings that other people are doing. It may sound good, but it will never be completed, because They're not connecting to the lightship, and they cannot do this. Lightship will not allow anyone to come onto the lightship because you don't have the protocol to do that. So back to you, Sylvia.
So what would you say? So people are tapping into collective consciousness, like, as you said, and different healers are tapping into that collective consciousness. So how is it that the collective consciousness is actually related to, as you said, this ET energy?
Okay, everything that we know about is extraterrestrial, and it's brought down here, and the thoughts of everybody on this planet goes there, and the extra information that people choose to glean onto is also there, too. Remember, the mind energy is what they work with. The lightship only works with heart energy. So once you really understand that, you're going to really steer yourself away from mind energy, mind transmissions, mind-based healing, because you're going to realize that the mind-based healing has darkness in it because it's there to only manipulate and control. This is what the mind does. And this is very obvious. Once you finally, you know, get it and the light bulb comes on, you're going to say, yeah, I want to have a heart-based healing as opposed to a mind-based healing. And this is the difference. The heart-based works with the heart energy only, and this is the lightship energy, which is pure love, and the love actually does the healing. And the love that the lightship has for you, because you are connected to the same frequency as the lightship. Remember, your spirit was created out of light, and this is what actually heals you. It's not mind energy. And I always talk about that. So this show is always about talking about mind and why you need to drop down into your heart. And if you notice, most of the information now in this last probably 20 years is all basically based on, in a sense, motivational speakers turning into religion, having a church and talking about how your thoughts can control your reality. And this is what it's all about as far as the teachings now, is how powerful your mind is and how it can do great things for you. And, you know, that's kind of where society is actually being turned into now to focus on is how powerful your mind is. And that's the trap. This is what you get yourself caught into. And remember, the mind energy is no longer going to be here after the universal shift, which may be in 2012. It's all going to be heart energy again. So whatever you have learned and gleaned onto and paid for courses and have books on, that information will no longer ever be here because it's mind energy. The mind energy is from the darkness because it's made to manipulate and control everyone. The light only works in the now, has nothing in the future as far as predictions, although they do come every 2,000 years. So for that aspect, that's about all that they do is have the time frame of their creation, and they change their creation every 2,000 years. But other than that, everything that they created has 100% free choice in each moment of time to create the reality the way they choose to, where mind energy is only there to manipulate the energy, to control things. And if you notice what's happening now with basically maybe our economy, that's all mind energy, folks. People have maybe lost lots of money in the stock markets. This is what's kind of on the news a lot now, how the banks are kind of crashing, how things are trying to be safe. Well, this is all mind energy. This is how the battle of the minds are, and maybe how one stock broker got more money than someone else and how they're able to manipulate the market, etc. But remember, that's all mind. The heart energy would never do that to anybody. It would never cause any physical harm. It would just allow you to have peace and tranquility and to be able to create and create and create. And, you know, this is how it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we actually have a wonderful question on the fast chat, which is for people that are, you know, listening to your show, working with you on healings, and sometimes they like to connect with the divine beings from the creation lightship. And the question is, can we call upon these beings at any time if we're doing it through our heart centers, or is that somehow not safe? For example, like you talk about how it's not safe for people to try to actually go to the lightship on their own, but can they call upon those divine energies through their heart center when they want to experience them?
Yes, that is correct. What happens is the reason why people cannot go to the life ship directly is because you don't have the proper protocol to do that. And the light ship will just see you as a negative energy coming to it with densities in it. Remember, your body is still dense. So when you bring your mind energy to the light ship, they don't deal with mind energy. So on one hand, if the light ship saw you as a real, real negative energy, they'd probably destroy you because the light would be shined upon you and you would not no longer be in creation, okay? So that's one thing. The other thing is that if you do choose to bring in a divine energy, and we'll just talk about the Mother Mary, Jesus, different saints, these energies can come to you in the mind. Remember, they have cloned energies now because the light ship took away all the divine energies from the Galactic Federation. And I'll also include the Galactic Federation of Light. That's the newest buzzword out there the last couple of years since I've been talking about the Galactic Federation. And maybe they might add up the light of the light, you know, next. But all these energies are no longer in existence in our reality because they were being used for basically a crutch for most people. People were not connecting to their hearts or getting them through the mind, and that gave them negativity. The light ship does not want to harm you by having these energies come to you that's not of the light, so they just took them away. Now, since the darkness is so cagey and it's able to recreate and clone the light energies, remember, our mind is very smart, but it doesn't know everything. So the mind energy will still bring you Mother Mary. It'll still bring you Jesus if they call upon it. Much like if you use the Ouija board and you ask for Jesus to come to you, you're going to have a lot of energies that wish to be Jesus, who say that they are Jesus, and they'll come to the Ouija board. It's the exact same thing. So what you want to do to get out of the mind energy is to go to your heart. And these divine energies will connect to you because your spirit will then connect to its like kind. And the like kind will be these energies that you're requesting. So it will actually be able to bring in these energies of Jesus, Mother Mary, the different saints, the different angels to you through the heart. And your spirit will never allow anything that is not of the light come to you. This is the only way you're going to be able to receive them. And these energies will not necessarily channel through anybody because you're on your own path now. This started the last November. And so basically you're on your own to discover your own spirituality. And if someone is typically channeling these energies, it will not be of the light because they will not allow people to have information brought, even if it's 99.9% true, they will not allow it to come through unless it's 100%. And most people, probably in fact all people here, are not able to hold 100% spiritual integrity. So the light does not choose to give you false information. This is why you have to get your own information in your heart center. Otherwise, you're bringing in darkness, and then you're corruptible. And the light ship does not want to allow you to get into false information, and if you get it yourself in your heart center, it'll be 100% true for you. So as you think about this with your mind naturally, because our mind has a lot of discernment to it, and we're not always in our heart center, but when you start looking at it, the mind will have reasoning and say, yeah, this makes a lot of sense to me, that if I go outside of myself and I pull in an energy that's maybe 80% truth and 20% negative, where's that coming from? If it's from the light, it can't be any type of negativity with it. It can't be, you know, not of the light. So if it is an energy that does not hold 100% spiritual integrity, then it's not of the light. It's just common sense. So your heart spirit energy will only allow light to come to it. It'll never allow anything of the darkness to come. This is why you must go to your heart center. And so many people now in the past, like I said, have been using these energies as a crutch. People say, yeah, I'm going to call upon Archangel Michael to give me a parking place or to clear the freeway for me and this and that. And those energies aren't here any longer. You're connecting to mind energy. And remember, the mind energy is force of will energy, and it can do that for you. So you still can use those energies, but it won't be from the light. It'll be from the darkness posing as the light, as the darkness can mimic the light, you know, almost to 100%. And you won't know the difference. Only way is to go to your heart center. And this is the whole teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. You already are connected. You know, if you start looking outside of yourself, you're going to get yourself entangled up in the darkness. And unfortunately, you can actually have your spirit, your soul, stolen by the darkness, much like, sorcery, witchcraft, things like that. You've all heard about that. Having people, get tagged by the darkness, having parts of you stolen, having your spirit wounded, injured. And people allow that because they're ignorant and they don't know the difference. So our program here is attempting to educate you to never go outside of yourself. So by the simple teachings of Jesus, go within to get your spiritual connection. And that's all that it is. It's very, very simple. And for a lot of people, when they hear this, get their healers or anything like that, they may get their feathers ruffled because they're going to go, boy, this guy is really blasting me with what I've been taught for the last 30 years. And I spent, $30,000 to get all my degrees on my wall, and I teach this stuff. Well, all you have to know is to go to your heart. It's not my problem that you got the wrong path and that you spent money in the darkness and gave these dark practitioners who are channeling mind energy the money. So just realize that your only salvation is going to your heart center. And this is the whole thing in a nutshell. So this is what you want to be careful of. It's very dangerous to your spirit, to your soul, when you entangle yourself up in these energies. So again, stay with your heart energy. It knows you. And it knows the divine energy because it's connected to it. It was created by the divine. And it is part of the divine. Your spirit in your heart is just as powerful as any spirit that's come down here from the light ship. Just as powerful, say, as Moses. Just as powerful as St. Bernadette. Just as powerful as Jesus. As Archangel Michael and Raphael and Metatron. Because it's made of the same stuff. It's pure light energy. Just that you haven't connected fully to the power that you have inside of yourself. And you've been deluded and lied to in this lifetime and all other past lives about going outside of yourself by the ETs. This is why they brought in the God plane energy here and the duality energy to kind of suck you in into false teachings to prevent you from coming and going inside of your own heart. So this is basically what our teachings are. It's very, very simple. Go within. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, so basically we've all kind of been stuffed full of false teachings, made to think that we aren't the divine, and so these beings that we call upon that we are used to thinking of as the divine masters were actually made of the same light as they are and have the same power. It's just that we haven't connected with that, or we've given our spirit energy away to these other sources that you talked about. And talk a little bit more about, this is so interesting, the aspect of how the dark can mimic the light, like 99.99%, like you said. So for those of us that are on this path of going into our hearts, now for our own spiritual information instead of trying to get it through the mind energy. I know you've said that that your own spirit and your heart center will not allow any of this dark energy to come to you, but it seems like it's so convincing that it's sometimes hard to tell the difference. Like, can your own mind trick you into thinking that the answers that you're getting are coming from your heart or your spirit when it's really your mind leading you into something?
Yes, that is correct. And remember, the mind cannot tell the difference between light and dark because it can look the same to it. It just knows what it's being fed. So if it's being told that it's getting light, it'll believe that. And most people, when they start to channel and get information, from, like, say you sat down one day and you said, I'm going to talk to the angel, so I'm going to call him naturally Archangel Michael. And all of a sudden something comes through and you go, oh my God, I connected to Archangel Michael. And you tell all your friends and you have them come over for maybe a little party and you have 30 people in the room and they come in and you sit there and all of a sudden, sure enough, this Archangel Michael comes through and it starts telling different things, and it can sound wonderful, but are you connected to your heart center, and are what you're getting correct, and are you actually connecting this Archangel Michael energy in the mind, which is darkness, to everybody in the room? Are you weaving a web around them, connecting them into the darkness, okay? And just as you have your heart open up thinking that you're getting this divine energy, this is how the darkness attaches to you, and it can steal part of your soul. So this is why you want to be very careful, again, and know that your mind cannot tell the difference. If you're not in your heart, you're not going to get the information. And like I said, the light ship has pulled back all of these divine energies that were on this planet last November. So anybody who claims that they're channeling so-and-so, they will not allow them to channel out loud because it's not going to always be 100% truth. Only because the channeler, even if they go out of their body completely and do everything that they need to do, or whatever, you know, to become a 100% clear channel, it's still not going to come through because the light ship will not allow anybody to channel these divine energies because corruption can come about and the person might be led astray by getting false guidance and false teachings. And that falseness can actually harm someone and connect them to the wrong energy. So the light ship, like I said, pulled back the energies last November. And I'm very happy that they did this because it allows people now to be on their own, to get their own spiritual guidance, which you should have before. You should always go to your heart center and not rely on somebody else's input. So this is why you want to get 100% truth. And your spirit is the only thing that can connect to the divine energy and bring like kind to yourself to get the blessings and the information, which you will get, you know, given to you when you ask. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I'm sure a lot of people are asking this same question right now of themselves, so I'm going to ask it of you, and that is, how do you know 100% that you're in your heart center, that you're in communication with your own divine spirit, and that you're not being tricked or fooled?
Okay, like I've said on other shows previously, if you have a thought and the thought is still in your head, you're not in your heart. And if you think of a thought when you drop down into your heart center and the thought comes out of your chest area, okay, which is, we'll say, your heart, and you feel that vibration in your heart, it's the difference between like night and day. You can very, very obvious. When you're in your heart, you know that you're not in the mind. It's you know, because your thoughts are not going to come between your ears. They're going to come out of your chest area. And at that point, you're in your heart, and that's where your guidance is. So it's not a hard thing typically to do, and it's very, very noticeable. It's like night and day. Once you can feel the energy in your heart, and, you know, you can even visualize, if you wish, having ears on your heart and a mouth on your heart, maybe eyes on your heart, and then you're there. And once that energy talks to you and it's not between your ears, you're in your heart center. That's your only protection. So back to you, Sylvia.
And I know that from, you know, previous shows and discussions on this topic and talking to people that either send in emails or talk on the fast chat, that it is still sometimes difficult for people to either get into their heart center or to stay in their heart center once they've gotten there. It seems to be that the mind pulls them right back out. So please talk about the specific clearings that you do that help people to first of all, get into their hearts, into their heart center, and open up that channel there for that connection to their own divinity. And then, you know, like some of the different clearings that kind of get the mind's influence off of their back so that they can just stay heart-centered.
Okay, like on all the other shows, you talk about the emotional healing. That's the most important one that you can have in your lifetime. And this clears, all these clearings that we do, almost all of them do three healings at once. It heals your spirit of the traumas. It heals, like on the emotional one, the emotional body, which is invisible. So we're clearing two invisible bodies. We're clearing your spirit, which is invisible, and your emotional body, which is invisible. And the third body is actually clears out the densities out of your cellular memory in your physical body that the emotional body imprinted. So it's three clearings in one. So that one helps you out. And now we'll take another case here, and that normally will get rid of, for most people, about 95% of their stuff. Then you can go on and be released from the judgments, the traumas of this lifetime. And then we have people out there who maybe have had a lot of heartache, and they don't want to go into their heart because they say it's too painful. Once they go there, they're going to think of that their loved one maybe who possibly passed on or a bad relationship. And they go, my heart's been broken, I can't go into my heart. Oh, the light ship can do a healing for that and heal that for you. So that's another type of clearing. There's other clearings, too, that deal with density. So what we are, like I said in the past, is like a walking judgment factory. We have all this stuff stored inside of us in our cellular genetic memory. Every cell has the history of you, and we have to clear it out of your body. And this is what happens. Unfortunately, we have a lot of stuff in us. That's only the fault of humanity here, of being in judgment, being in mind energy for so long. And the mind energy caused all your problems. So you have to backtrack and get your way out of it. And once you start having a few clearings, then at that point you start realizing which one you may need next. You go to my website and look and see what clearings are listed there. There's quite a few of them. The seven generational ones, there's probably maybe, I'm just guessing, maybe a dozen of them or so, which just came about recently, are very, very good. But the main thing that I recommend having is first have the emotional clearing, have the mental clearing, have the sensory clearing, which is your past life traumas. This is when your spirit first came here and found a body. And it doesn't matter what body it found, but your spirit goes back to its first incarnation here. And then it goes back through your genetics to your first incarnation when the spirit incarnated here into somebody's body. So if your spirit came in, we'll just say, 60,000 years ago, then we go back into your genetics that far back and come from this point in time going back to 60,000 years. And it cleans out your genetic history of judgment. So that's a very, very nice healing. So you can call that another way. It would be past life healing. And then we do the 4-in-1 session, which connects you to your home base energy, your twin flame energy, which the dark side prevented you to have here. And these are both energies that takes you out of the fact that you may be lonely here. It prevents you or helps you from, you know, continuously searching outside of yourself for love, to look for something, you know, as far as buying many, many things, to feel that ache inside of you that you need something. So these two healings are very beneficial. And then the another part of that, we take you out of 13 major planets that are connected and controlling you. Remember, mind control, the planets do this to you. These are extraterrestrial energies that were created by the ETs to mind control you. This is why you have your horoscope, your natal chart, etc. So, you know, I say this is you know, like a prison planet, and people laugh at me, and they go, what do you mean? I go, well, what about your horoscope? You're being controlled daily by situations that you have no control of. Well, the white chick can take this away from you. The last part of the clearing in the 4-in-1 set is it takes you out of the karmic loop. Your karmic loop is your spiritual contracts and agreements. Most of these are negative setups about having physical pain brought to your body, which you really would not really appreciate or agree to if you knew about it. If you've ever had a car accident, you probably realize that was probably because of a spiritual car, you know, accident set up for you by your soul family. So we take you out of that, and then you're responsible now to heal your body. And you're out of that loop, which is what the dark side puts you into. Remember, this is another mind-controlling faction that's controlling you. After that, you may want to have a parallel life clearing, which helps to heal your spirit. Remember, your spirit is also taken by the dark side to thousands of lifetimes, either on fabricated earth planets with your same body that you have right now. Remember, they can clone you, and or it can take you out of fabricated dark side energies that may not even be a planet of the Earth, but your body's there. Remember, the dark side wants to live on your emotional traumas. So the more bodies you can get out of your spirit, the more energy it can get out of you. So this is why you have parallel lives. If you ever have deja vu, that's just a bleed through of another lifetime that you've experienced someplace else. And the light only has one lifetime ever. There's only one lifetime in the now. And this is the way they work. They don't give you multidimensional lives because your spirit is supposed to be fully intact with you so that you're able to use your spirit fully to heal your body. This is why it's here, and to experience the love energy that is supposed to be here. So anyway, we do many, many clearings. We have the planetary clearing, which again is very similar to the parallel life clearing. Well, this works with the thousands of planets that, again, are extraterrestrial-based, that are controlling you, manipulating you in a way that you choose not to be controlled. Remember, the light only works in the now. They don't give you a predetermined script. You're making your own script. A lot of the New Age people don't understand this, and they think that you are in control of your reality here, which to me is a very big joke because no one here is ever in control of their own reality. But they make you think that, or you could buy a book and, figure out how to do that, but it's not true. You have to get these clearings to get this stuff off of you. And only the light chip knows how to do this because they created you. They have your blueprint. They know where and what to do to release you out of these energies. So those two clearings, the last two, the planetary one, which actually cords your body in different locations, and these cords are a two-way street. They can also put in mind-controlling imprints into you, programs, along with taking away your spiritual energy. And this is why people typically die here, because they're corded so much with this energy, they don't know how to get away from it. So anyway, this may sound negative, but it really is not negative. This show is here to talk to the few people who are listening, who want to do the ascension, who understand that there's another way and that there's a divine way of doing this. I'm not here to talk to, millions and, billions of people because they just won't get it. The ones that are listening who do understand know what I'm talking about, and this is why the light chip comes. It's not here to save everybody. It's just here to the ones that are awakened enough to understand, and this is what I finally had to come to grips with because it's very frustrating not going out on the circuit, we'll say, and working with thousands and thousands of people, which is what I'm capable of doing. But the ones that are listening are the ones that need to know the information. And this show does not sugarcoat anything. It's strictly fact. And if you get your feathers ruffled, that's perfectly fine. You know, I'm here to give information. I'm not going to say something that is dampened down. It's going to be the fact and the way things are happening here. So back to you, Sylvia.
And, we really do appreciate getting the straight facts and the information and also getting this point of view and perspective on what's happening here. Because, if we really knew what was happening here, if we really understood the truth of it, and if all those books that we've read were full of real, 100% truth, then would we have the situation that we have going on down here? I don't really think so. So there has to be some element to it that we've been missing the boat on, and I think that, like you said, such a huge percentage of what's happening down here is mind energy and mind control and has nothing to do with real spirituality. And even what we're told is spirituality is most of the time about the mind energy. So it's just the way that it is, and we appreciate hearing that straight information. And we're about halfway through our program for today, and we've had quite a lot to absorb and think of so far. So how about if we just take a short break here and maybe do a little entity clearing and get everyone in their heart centers, and then we'll continue by talking about some of these other specific clearings that, you do, and also some announcements of what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So over to you.
Okay, so here we go. Let's take some entities out of you, and they may have already left because they don't want to be basically returned back to the earth spirit because they want to go on with your life, so they may know that this show is on and they're going. So here we go. Taking away more energies here. And we'll be working with the bottom of your feet going up to the top of your head, taking away these entities. And we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you, the ones that, parts of you that left from the pain and trauma and just the lifestyle that people have here, of judgments, we'll say. Your spirit only lives in love energy, so anything that's not of love, if you go too far off that energy of love, it may start to leave you because it doesn't want to experience you know, the negative side of things. So here we go. I'm going to bring you more back into your body. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. Your spirit knows how to do this, so you may feel energy coming in maybe from the front of you, typically from your heart chakra. It could come down from your crown, but it, whatever way your spirit chooses to come in, it has the choice of doing this here. So here we go. Coming in, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This will do a alignment of your chakras. Like I mentioned before in other shows, your chakras only get out of alignment because of mind control energies. People projecting energy to you, which is like a psychic attack. And this is all mind energy trying to connect to your physical body to take away your energy. So here we go. We're going to reposition your chakras now so you can receive better healing. And even if we did not do healings here, when your chakras are aligned, then your body can actually have more healing being sent to it from your spirit. So here we go. Moving your heart center around. Good. Throat around. Perfect. Third eye. Power chakra. Second chakra. First chakra. We're doing opening now. So we'll use the word spin to open up your chakras. We'll go body width for you. And you may feel a surge of energy in your body. You might get warmer as you're running and flowing more energy through you. So here we go. Go to the heart center first. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. So we talked about earlier, this is having your mind surrender, your mental body surrendering to your heart. So this is an invisible energetic body that must come into your heart, and then from there, it and you can receive your guidance, okay? This could be your awakening consciousness, your thoughts that you have. Could be called other things too, maybe your ego self, but doesn't matter, whatever the word is there. Could be called your lower self. People have different names for it, but we're going to drop you down. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is that body. We'll just say it's on, in your forehead, in the middle of your head someplace here. And we're going to drop that down to your heart center. So heart center is the first floor. 10th floor is your head energy. So here we go, dropping down this mind energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now think of a few thoughts that you might have. and you should feel that these thoughts are coming from your chest area, from your heart center. And it's a whole different feeling when you're there. It's very hard. Well, I will say it's impossible to have a negative thought when you're in your heart center, because the mind is not allowed to go into negativity. And I'm going to keep dropping people down here in case you're only halfway there and need some additional assistance. And this you should be doing yourself daily. This is a very easy exercise to do. So here we go. Dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel like you're in your heart center. I'll just allow you to have silence for about a minute here. And ask your spirit for guidance and just feel the energy there. Okay, Sylvia, if you could talk about some events happening, maybe. We'll bring in some divine.
Okay, yeah, we have quite a few questions on the fast chat. I'd like to get to a few of those.
Yep.
So let's make our announcements, and then we'll answer some of those questions.
Okay.
So I know we have the upcoming, this Saturday, the wonderful once-a-month opportunity to go on the four-hour Ascension Preparation conference call, and that's this coming Saturday from 1 p.m. Pacific to 5 p.m., and that's 3 hours of specific healings on the light ship, followed by an additional hour of healing with the water activation to put in specific light codes into the water for you personally, for you to drink over the following week. And that is probably one of the greatest opportunities to make a good amount of progress, other than the other specific healings that Ron does, because it's 4 hours on the light ship, and it just, although it goes by like in a blink of an eye, when it's done, you really feel and know that you have just been in the most amazing divine energies and had wonderful healing. So that's, can't say enough good about that, and that's very easy to do, and I believe Ron charges only $60 for it, which is pretty amazing for considering 4 hours of healing that goes on. So that's wonderful. And then there's a free conference call, phone call, question and answer, which is happening on Tuesday nights now. And Ron is not on the call, and there's no healings that go on, but it's for anybody who wants to just connect with Rob and Sylvia in Toronto, who have had a lot of the different clearings from the light ship and are there to just basically answer what questions they can and provide kind of a question-answer forum for people. And the number for that is a U.S. number, and you call the number 646-519-5800. Again, that's area code 646-519-5800. 0000. And then the PIN number that you'll need to get into the call is 5303. Again, the PIN number is 5303. And that's at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time on Tuesday nights. Ron also does conference calls throughout the week, so if you'd like to get on board with any of those, you can just scroll to the bottom of the Creation Lightship page, and you'll see the phone numbers and email addresses to connect with him. And, Ron, I'll turn it over to you to tell everyone about the upcoming events in New York.
Yes, I'll be at the New Life Expo, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then the following Saturday, after that, the next week, I'll be at the ARE Center, also in Manhattan. And I have four different workshops scheduled for the next week there. So if you're interested to know more about the light shift, to have healings, it's quite amazing when I think back of all the different workshops that we've had there when I'm back in New York. It's quite something to watch the people to and to have all the questions come about. So if you happen to live on the East Coast and you can come to it, definitely connect. I believe there's information on our website about that. If not, just send me an email. We can send you over maybe the information also. Just go to healing at creationlightship.com. Let's see what else here. We'll bring in, we had a request for the three M's, which is Archangel Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. We'll bring those in through the light beam right now, and then we can answer some questions. So here we go. Here comes the, watch the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll bring in these three different Archangel energies. They're coming directly from the light ship to you. Nothing in between them. They're not going into the Galactic Federation energies or anything like that, because that's all corrupted. So they're coming right into you. And just feel the wonderful energy here. It'll connect to your heart. If you feel something going on your head, they don't work there. So it's strictly heart-based energy. So back to you, Sylvia, if you have some questions that you would like me to answer.
Okay, so let's see. I'll just kind of try to rapidly go down this list because our time is almost out. The first one is a question about the angelic realm. Is that the astral or the etheric realm?
I have no idea. That's mind energy. So again, mind energy is the darkness, so to me it's all the same. These energies that people talk about should not even be here on this planet. The extraterrestrials brought it here. Remember, you should just strictly be here living your physical life, unnecessarily having any psychic abilities, because it's not needed if you were told the truth. But remember, the darkness came in, the extraterrestrials came in and gave you a bunch of energies to divert you from going to your spirit. So really, you should just be down here living your life, having a wonderful time without traumas, without stuff happening, and just being in pure love energy, which is what the Earth Spirit chose for you to have until, you know, the energy here on the surface was taken over by the extraterrestrials, we'll say. And that's all in duality from the God plane energy. So I do a clearing for that for people also, if you wish to get out of the, we call it the G&D clearing, although it's been changed to another name, but it's still the very similar, where you get taken out of the religious aspects of this planet, which has held you in bondage with all the lies and distortions. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and we have a question about the light chamber, and actually I was going to bring that up because that's a very wonderful thing that's going to be at this New York Expo for anyone who's in that area that would like to experience some very accelerated healing. Ron will be having that light chamber set up, so you can do that. But the question here is, can the light chamber bypass some of the healings?
No, it cannot. It can give you a lot more energy and connect you with, actually it imprints inside of you a light energy that your body has never had before. So It's a wonderful healing. People who've been in here in the light chamber have just been amazed how quick the healings work. And it's just a wonderful experience. So it actually infuses you with light. If you go into it maybe a half a dozen times or more, you feel like you're not even touching the ground when you leave because you're so filled full of light frequency. And this has never been on the planet before. So we just brought this out maybe 6 months ago, I believe, something like that. Because it wasn't needed here when Jesus walked the earth. Now it is. So it's here, and it's a direct link to the light ship. Once you go in there, you are on the light ship. So it's a connection to the light ship for everyone who wishes to come in and partake of divine healing. And you just sit there. You may ask for maybe one or two things that you want to have healed in your body. And from there, you feel this awesome, intense, electrified energy coming into your body, which is doing healing on you from the light ship. So back to you, Sylvia.
So just to clarify then, the light chamber doesn't take the place of doing something like the emotional clearing, but it can really... people have gone in and had physical healings and really tremendous results. It's just that they still need to do the other clearings just to get rid of the emotional baggage that they've been carrying around.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. So let's see. I think we have time for one or two more questions. We have one question, which is, can the light ship disconnect us from the false teachings and false teachers that you were talking about earlier on the program?
The light ship will not do that. Your spirit can tell you the truth of the matter, but the light ship is only concerned with the ascension process right now. It's there to help the earth spirit in its evolvement into a higher consciousness, or I should say a different dimension, not necessarily a higher consciousness, okay? Remember, the spirit of the earth and your spirit are basically the same. They know everything of the light. So the earth spirit is just choosing to have another incarnation somewhere else, much like you will be doing. But the light ship is not necessarily here to force the teaching of the light on you or to, in a sense, disconnect you from these dark energies. It's up to you to disconnect yourself. You know, you have to release the energy. Remember, your body is one aspect of ascension, which is mainly why you're here, why your body, since your body is created now at this end of the 2000-year cycle, let's say it that way, it wants to ascend. It would not be ascending, 200 years ago. It's going to be ascending in this end of this cycle, which is the 2000-year cycle, which could be 2012. So your body would like to ascend, okay? Your spirit is also going to be doing its ascension part, which is going to be going into another incarnation somewhere else and not be trapped around this planet, providing that you have not dabbled in dark arts and been connected to the dark side. If you have done that throughout this last 2,000-year cycle, also including this lifetime, the light ship will then go out and look for the bits and parts of you, pieces that the darkness has taken away from you. Remember, it can just steal part of you. And once you have part of you gone, you can never become whole and complete. So it will go out and look for the parts of you that have been taken away, contaminated, and hopefully it can find you. But remember, it's up to you not to do these things. This is your free choice. So the light ship is not going to stand over you and say you should not do this. This is your own conscious choice, because you should be asking your spirit, should I go to this practitioner? Should I, do this? Should I do that? And it's there to tell you. So, you are connected to the light ship, we'll say, energetically, with the divine energy from your spirit. And so you already have this, so you can't really expect the light ship to come in and like wave a little magic wand to fix everything, because you've already had it with you for your whole lifetime. It's up to you to move forward and to do the healings to make you have more light in your body, to hold more light in these clearings. That's why it's so paramount to have these, so you can do a paradigm shift in consciousness so that you're able to move forward and live a more happier life and be out of these densities. So what you've been taught is not necessarily the truth, but you have to get out of it yourself. The light ship is, like I said, only concerned with the universal ship. Whatever created in light frequencies, it'll be completely turned off. There'll be nothing created in the light, and then at that point, it'll be turned back on again, like this big master power switch being turned off, which will stop the vibration of everything created in the light at all different frequencies. And then the light will be turned back on again, and you will start over again. So its main concern is the ascension process, and it's across the whole universe. So it's up to you to do your part if you choose to have your body do the ascension process. And I'm sure that it would love it. It's been stuck here in duality for, you know, at least 4,000 years, 2,000 years from when Jesus came, since the earth did not ascend. Do we have another 2,000 years before that? So you're carrying 4,000 years of density. So it's up to you to release this stuff. So back to you, Sylvia. I know our time's kind of running out here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. That's pretty much all the questions we have time for today, but we'll be back on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and we'll take up as many questions as we can then. So just to kind of recap today, so the basic bottom line is that your divinity is within you, so you don't need to look outside of yourself for it, and you're going to find it by going into your heart center, not into your mind, because the mind energy will lead you into other directions and judgment and out of the present moment, whereas your heart and your spirit will always lead you into the light and into the moment where the light is. So stay heart-centered and definitely connect with Ron by phone or by email about getting on to the 4-hour ascension preparation call this weekend or any of the conference calls that he does or your private sessions or all of the above. So I'll just say much love and blessings to all of you, and I will see you Wednesday, and good night, everyone.
Good night, and I'll bring in Jesus here. He'll be with you for the last next half an hour, so I'll be signing off. So blessings to all of you, and hope to see you in New York. And if not, we'll see you on Wednesday. Goodbye, everybody.